This is Susan Daytree calling from the Productive Dentist Academy, one of the head coaches, and it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. John Barroso from Burleson, Texas. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Susan. Appreciate it greatly.
We've been working together now for several months, and what is interesting about your story is how the PDA coaching program has really brought your team together and helped elevate your practice to a new higher level. One thing you and I have talked about is who would have ever known that daily celebrations with your team would have impacted your practice so much. How much fun are you and your team having these days?
Oh my, it is a world of difference. You know, after 30 years of practice, to be able to find a formula that brings greater success and more rewards and primarily makes every day just a little bit funner to get out of bed, it has really meant a lot.
So I know you're practicing in Burleson. You've been a dentist for over 30 years. Tell us a little bit more about your practice and what brought you to the PDA program. How did you hear about PDA?
You know, that's an interesting story. I had taken my staff to the American Dental Association meeting in Hawaii just a couple of years ago, and my Sullivan & Shine representative wanted to know where I was taking him next. And his question to me was, did you get a good return on investment taking your staff out to Hawaii? And, you know, I had never really thought whether that was a good investment or not. When I started thinking about it, I thought, you know, I'm not sure that I did. I'm not sure. We had a lot of fun, but I don't know if it was a really good investment. He's the one that suggested the PDA, and I wasn't so sure about it, but I started looking, and the philosophies of the PDA and what I thought was a good way to run a practice were pretty well one and the same. So we got excited about that and decided to give it a good look.
And you started with us in June of 2010 with our Jumpstart coaching program.
That's correct.
You came to our seminar in September, and right at the end of September, you hit your $300 an hour increase in production. Isn't that true?
Yes, absolutely. It did not take long at all. That was one of the surprises. The Jumpstart program is great. That's what I would recommend, because you are allowed to see what the program is about. You get to view the DVDs, and you can begin to understand what it's all about, so that when you come to the program, you can get a good grasp of what's happening. Plus, the staff is also allowed to see what's going on, so it's not a mystery to them. It's explained in great detail, and so that really helped get us off the ground fast.
So tell us, what impact has this whole process had on patient care in your practice?
It has really elevated our patient care. The first thing I think about is that we have such a broader treatment available for patients. We assist risk management a lot better. And it really has brought the quality of dentistry up. And you would think that an increase in production, your quality might suffer, but it's been the opposite. It actually makes you more quality conscious. It actually makes it so that patients are just better taken care of all the way around. It has growing pains. It's like anything else. There's a learning curve to many of these things. But at the same time, it is so much more rewarding. And you know, when the staff is happier, I'm happier, the patients are happier. And that's one formula that we have seen happen for sure.
I know it's had a huge impact on the quality of your work, too, and just the pride that your team has in working for you and in the type of care that you deliver in your area.
Absolutely, and it's pride in the quality of care. It's pride in what we do. It's pride in having good technology. It's pride in the fact that we place the patients first. And once again, you would think that increasing productivity may not always result in better patient care, but the way the PDA has it outlined, it really does. And so that for that, we really do enjoy our patients, and I think they enjoy us more than they ever have before.
I'm sure they do, and I know your team appreciates you, too, as the leader of that practice. And one of the things that got your team excited in the very beginning of the program is really focusing on a goal and holding each other accountable and celebrating with a grab bag reward at the end of the day. Isn't that true?
Oh, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. They were just, I really should have taped those sessions at the end of the day when they received their reward. The squeals and the delights that they received for working harder and for being more productive, for being smarter, more efficient, that just really made it all worthwhile. And it helped us to learn faster than anything else than I've ever implemented before. And the ladies have really enjoyed that. The staff, they do hold each other more accountable. Everything from making sure they're on time to making sure they have the right uniforms on for any given day. They've just really gone out of their way to make sure that we succeed, because when we succeed, they succeed. And the patient succeeds. And so for that, we've been very, very thankful. Susan, if I may, I want to tell you that this last March was the best month I've ever had in practice. I have never collected $176,000. For me, that's just a phenomenal feat, and that just seems like the beginning. So we're thrilled about the future.
We are having great success, because you started in June of last year, and your average collections were $90,000 a month, and now you've almost doubled that in March the following year, less than a year later. So incredible results, and I know you worked hard, and I know your team put a lot into it, and I know the patients are so appreciative of the high-quality care that you give them. So there you have it, another success story, doing good while doing good. Thank you for joining us and sharing your journey with PDA, and I enjoy continuing working with you and seeing how far we can go.
Susan, it's my pleasure, and I have really enjoyed your leadership and your help with this, so thank you also.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk again soon. This is Susan Daytree reporting from the field. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.